Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
What do you think about the stock market? Is this not just another legal form of gambling? I found that an interesting question, not necessarily what the Bible says about it, but what do I think about it? I do not know anything at all about stocks other than what I've studied, which is elementary at best. But let me say this. All forms of gambling are considered sinful in the sight of our God. The Tennessee State Lottery, friends, that is gambling, and that is sinful in the sight of God. Whenever it would come to buying raffle tickets, I believe that that also is gambling. And we need to refrain from any participation with anything that would represent gambling. The stock market, as I have studied, and is my understanding, the stock market is a form of investing money into companies through brokers. A broker is the medium that an individual goes through in order to purchase stocks. And I want to stress that terminology, to purchase stocks. It's not that you are gambling it away, but rather you're making a purchase, and therefore you are making an investment into a company. If you would have the type of money that I would have, and I trust that most of you would have, it would be a very small investment into a company. When we think in regard to the stock market then, from that angle, I want to stress that God expects His children to be wise stewards over all of the blessings that He bestows upon us. And therefore, if an individual or family wants to invest in the stock market, or if they put their money into CDs or whatever the case might possibly be, we need to make sure that we have done our homework and that we do not wastefully put our money that the Lord has given to us into areas that we might lose it because of ignorance. If we invest in the stock market or something else for that matter, having not done our homework, then I don't necessarily believe that we've been a wise steward, and therefore it may go off into the realm of gambling. So we've got to be very careful whenever it comes to the way in which we would invest the blessings that God bestows upon us. I believe that the Bible does indeed teach us this when we think in regard to our life here and our living our life and thinking about the future. God wants us to be prepared for the future, for our life here, and we need to do all that we can to make that preparation. But above all, a greater emphasis is given in Scripture, not of this physical life, but rather upon the eternal dwelling. God tells us that we need to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Why? Because, friends, that is indeed where we're going to get the greatest return. And in this, we need to not focus upon this world, but rather to have our eyes fixed upon the eternal side of all things.